This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. J. Seward Johnson is best known for his lifelike outdoor sculptures of ordinary people doing everyday things, sketching, eating lunch, reading the newspaper. This month, some of Johnson's sculptures will be on display at the Corcoran Gallery here in Washington, D.C., but the figures he brings to life in this exhibit are not based on real people. They are 3D versions of some of the most familiar icons of Impressionist painting. And gallery patrons not only will be allowed to touch, they'll be encouraged to step right inside the frames of some of their favorite paintings. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
If he weren't such a big, blustery man, you might be inclined to describe Seward Johnson as a mischievous little elf. He takes obvious delight in leading a group of visitors around the grounds for sculpture near Princeton, New Jersey.
Oh, wait a second. Whoa. Go back. I go that way.
Johnson, an heir to the Johnson & Johnson fortune, created this 35-acre sculpture garden in 1992 to display works of contemporary sculptors from around the world. It is here that Johnson's fascination with bringing Impressionism to life took root. His pieces of Impressionistic fancy can be found throughout the grounds.
Now, what we're going to do is just amble along here, and some of us will see something and some of us won't.
Peering through a small opening in a set of tall hedges, a familiar and startling tableau comes into view. Two men, fully dressed, lounge on the grass. Between them sits a nude woman. In the background, another woman wades in a pond. It is Manet's Déjeuner sur l'herbe in 3D. Johnson calls it Déjeuner déjà vu. This was Johnson's first foray into recreating an Impressionist painting as outdoor sculpture. He deliberately placed it in a setting where it's not easily seen.
But that's the principle, you see. The whole park, things are hidden. And there was one lady who came up to me. She said, I've been here since the beginning, and I just love this park so much. And she said, I especially love that new piece, The Picnic. And this was the first piece in the park. So she'd taken 10 years to find it. And I said, what else have you missed?
Now we're going into some mist here. What's this?
Well, these are mist generators with compressed air. Now, here we have Renoir's bather, and she's being secluded by the mist. And I guess she's a little chilly.
Down another path, Johnson leads his visitors to a remarkable sight, his recreation of Renoir's Luncheon of the Boating Party. Here, the partygoers sit at tables under a striped awning on a wooden platform overlooking a small lake. Johnson points out what he calls the sweet spot. From here, you can see the painting from the artist's perspective.
This is the sweet spot. You walk right into it, and then you're allowed to experience the other vantage points and walk into the painting and participate.
Walking into these sculptures is a bit like Alice through the looking glass. Suddenly, you are truly inside a painting, face to face with iconic images that you have only seen on the walls of a museum or in the pages of an art book. And Johnson includes some details that are not in the original. Details, he says, that can only be seen once inside the picture. One young woman, for instance, takes some liberties with another guest.
She's taken off her shoe, and she's running her bare foot up his bare leg. And Renoir didn't capture it in the painting for some reason. And so these things become uncovered in time.
But how to recreate the surprise and delight of these outdoor sculptures in the formal galleries of the Corcoran? That, says Johnson's technical assistant, Michelle Post, was a challenge.
It was easy to do it out here in the park, to install them in the park and recreate the painting here because we're actually using real things. But for the museum show, that was a little different. What, to just plop the sculptures down in the middle of a gallery? But like he says, you can't grow trees out of marble floors, so all the sets had to be done, almost like set design.
That work was done in a huge warehouse, just a short drive from the sculpture garden.
Okay, what's going on here is this is the warehouse where, like the seven dwarfs, I mean, they can do anything. It's sort of a magic outfit.
The first thing you see as you enter the warehouse jumps out at you like some kind of surrealistic vision. It is the bed from Van Gogh's bedroom. Further into the vast space, three dancing couples from three different paintings by Renoir swirl in a tight circle, creating their own little ball. These figures, like all the sculptures, must be placed in their own setting for the exhibit. On this day in late May, only a few of the scenes have been completed.
This is the most finished part of the exhibition now, and it's Olympia by Manet. We've given Olympia her room of operation. And so let's go in and see what it feels like to be a customer.
Olympia, a high-priced courtesan, lies in all her resplendent nakedness on a divan framed by a green velvet curtain. A red oriental carpet covers the floor. The rest of the room is filled with antiques. Inlaid mahogany tables, chairs upholstered in red and gold, an elaborate crystal chandelier, all of it purchased online by Michelle Post.
eBay. Lots of eBays.
The details of this room are only partially visible in the painting. The rest of it is the work of Johnson's imagination.
When we went to build this room, first thing he says, I want a glass beaded curtain. He knew that's what he wanted from day one. Right, to enter through.
It wipes off the outside world, and it's sort of like entering her world.
Not all the sculptures have their own room, like Olympia. Most will be on display in front of a digitally projected circular background that recreates the actual painting. The sculptured figures are placed within this diorama exactly as they would appear in the original painting. In fact, says Michelle Post, from the artist's perspective, it will look like a two-dimensional work of art.
This is a photograph of what this diorama looks like, taken at the sweet spot. You see the painting flattens out. And the three-dimensional figures are inside a flat painting again. But you can enter this flat painting and experience the sculptures in the third dimension.
Hold on, let somebody else get up front.
On a hot day in August, the first of Johnson's impressionist sculptures came rolling into the Corcoran Museum.
Just lift it up and put it right on the crowbar. Get the wood out.
Gingerly, a crew of workmen moved a table of diners in the boating party from its precarious perch on two dollies onto the floor of one of the Corcoran's galleries. They placed it in the corner of the big, dark room to await final installation. Once the exhibit opens, the entire piece will fill this gallery. For Seward Johnson, that opening will mark the end of a long, sometimes arduous process.
I never want to do it again. But it's great. It's exciting, and so I'm hoping that people are going to enjoy it as much as I enjoy doing it.
The most fun part, I think, for people probably is being able to walk right into a painting.
I think so. I think that the whole Alice in Wonderland thing is, the magic is there.
Beyond the Frame, Impressionism Revisited, will open at the Corcoran on September 13th, and the exhibit is expected to travel, so that means they're going to have to pack it all up and do it all over again. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.